This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Koozie. The first it came and went in Utah. Now a monolith seen in the mountains of Romania has disappeared. The steel pillar was similar to the one seen in the Utah desert. A guy from Colorado says he saw a group of four men take down the monolith in Utah. One of them said to him, "Hope you got your photo." Another one said, "Leave no trace." The sheriff's department at first said it would not investigate the comings and goings of the mysterious pillar. On their Facebook page, they even mocked up a most wanted poster with alien heads as a joke. Now the San Juan County Sheriff says they're planning a joint investigation with the Fed's Bureau of Land Management. I saw that San Juan Sheriff's Facebook page. It was pretty amusing. Well, if you think 90210 is the most expensive zip code in the U.S., you're wrong. It's actually 94027, if you care. That's the code for Silicon Valley, where the average price of a home is $7 billion. A real estate company crunched the sale prices and found New York's 11962 in the Hamptons came in second, Santa Monica third. Actually, California's got the most with 19 out of the top 27 most expensive zip codes. Man, can't even fathom owning a house worth $7 million. Oh, but I know people do. There's a brand new dating service out there, just started this week, already has thousands of users. It's called Bald Dating, and it's for singles with hair loss. They promise your potential matches will focus on your personality and not your dome. Their slogan is Bald Dating, where heads and personalities shine. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Koozie. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Koozie mentioned the Rockefeller Christmas tree was lit last night. By the way, the tree comes with a lot of rules this year. If by chance you visit New York City, don't plan to linger around the tree. Mayor Bill de Blasio and Rockefeller Center's owner Tishman Speyer have announced a socially distanced 5-minute viewing limit. Visitors will have to line up to take turns at viewing pods 6 feet apart, with a limit of 4 people per pod. There will be signups for virtual queues that will provide alerts when it's time to go back. By the way, turns out that Rockefeller Christmas tree owl is a great fundraiser. After she was taken in by the Ravensbeard Wildlife Center, the National Bobblehead Museum and Hall of Fame created a bobblehead in the owl's honor that anyone could buy. $5 from every sale donated to the Wildlife Center. So far, they raised over $6,000. The bird, known as Rocky, was officially released back into the wild last week. Well, whatever you think about the crown, Brits think the crown should come with a warning label. The UK's culture secretary says he's going to ask Netflix to post reminders before each episode that it's a work of fiction. Princess Diana's brother, Earl Spencer, has spoken out saying he worries viewers will forget that it is. Even one of the show's biggest stars, Helena Bonham Carter, says it's important to stress that it's a dramatization. Creator Peter Morgan has called his show an act of creative imagination. Season 4 is streaming now. How's the school going with the kids' hybrid learning during the pandemic? Millions of online standardized tests show some gains in reading, but many have fallen behind in math. Researchers say the numbers could be even worse given how poor and minority students have suffered. Many likely were not in school for testing this fall. As for why kids are doing better in reading, it could be parents feel more comfortable helping them read as opposed to doing arithmetic. And forget about all those lame virtual award shows. There's word the next Oscars will be in person. Variety says the 93rd Academy Awards will take place in Hollywood with a live audience and performances. They're just not sure exactly how many stars they can pack inside Hollywood's Dolby Theater. The Oscars are tentatively scheduled for April 25th. We'll see. Our friends at Twisted Twin Motorcycles in South Haven again working to brighten Christmas for kids in Southwest Michigan with their annual toy drive for We Care. You can drop off new unwrapped toys at Twisted Twin on M43 at our Midwest Family offices in Benton Harbor, Bowdoin Electric off Sodus Parkway, or simply click where it says Toy Drive at WCSY.com, our website. Thanks for your help with the annual Twisted Twin Toy Drive for We Care, with season's greetings from all of us at Cozy. Finally, in Knucklehead News, a portion of I-95 in Virginia was shut down last week because the highway was crawling with pigs. Actual pigs. Traffic suddenly came to a standstill when motorists saw at least four large pigs running in the southbound lanes. Some got out of their cars to try to help the highway hogs until animal control finally arrived. Some of the pigs appeared to be injured. It's believed they had fallen out of a trailer that was hitched up to a pickup truck. The driver of the truck eventually cited for failing to secure the animals. Traffic was stopped for miles. Eventually resumed moving after about 30 minutes. Might say traffic was hamstrung. One driver was heard, "Hey, stop hogging the road!" Ba-dum-bum. And that's the Daily Buzz. Paul at WCSY.com. If you see something I should buzz about, hear the buzz 24/7 at WCSY.com. Just click podcasts. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Becker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.